Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are so glad in it. We thank the Lord for this day. Oh, let us exalt his name together. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our dedication. He's worthy of our honor. Oh, yes, all honor and glory is truly due to him. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day because God is in control. Amen, amen, amen. Well, good morning. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And it is such a delight. Oh, my God, we've come a long way. Every once in a while, I have to mention this, come a long way, but we can say, but God, through many trials and tribulations, we all have a testimony. We have already come. Hey, and we can say, but God, hallelujah, but God, it doesn't depend on man, because man will disappoint you. And your mama, who brought you into this world, mama mean no harm, but mama will disappoint you. Your sisters, your blood will disappoint you. I have news for you. You will disappoint you. Have you ever said, I am just so disappointed in myself, but God? And let's make it plain, because there are a lot of gods in this earth. We're talking about the maker and the creator of the heavens, hey, and the earth. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, we're talking about the one that said that Bereshia, which means in the beginning, God. That's the one right there. That we can just say right there in the beginning, the one that said let light be. And light and darkness separated and light be. Glory, hallelujah. The creator of the light. That's what we're talking about. That's who I trust. That's who we exalt. That's who we magnify. That's who we lifting up. He's the one that we bow, bend our knee and bow our head and bless his most holy name. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing you can do for his love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. There is absolutely, positively nothing. Now you can be pleasing in his sight because your desire is to obey him. Do what he says is righteous in his eyes. That since you are a child of the kingdom, there are kingdom rules. That's what we have to understand. There are kingdom rules, and we need to learn to abide by kingdom rules. Hallelujah. Well, that means that you will have an effortlessly life and everything. You'll just go skipping through the tulips. But he promised that he'll be with us. He'll fight our battles. If we put our trust in him. That's right. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? Because you have confidence. You have confidence in your maker. You have confidence in the one who says, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. That the one who blessed man and told man to be fruitful and multiply the earth. The one who, when man messed up, hey, and Satan thought he had it, he himself, this God, this great God, allowed him to know, yeah, my children are messed up and they're going to go through some things because they sinned against me. Hallelujah. But I'm sending a redeemer, one who's going to bring them back to right relationship with me. He didn't wait for man to come along so he could give that prophecy to man. He's told the enemy himself, because remember, before the foundations of the world, the Lamb was already slain. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, our faith must be in God. And we can't measure our faith by her faith process. And each one of us are on our journey. And God is in control. Now, we have options. We can decide, no, I don't want you. Or, yes, I do, Lord. Teach me your will and your way. Let me hear your voice. Speak, oh, yes, Lord, to your vessel, your child. And let me know and distinguish your voice from all the voices that are heard in the earth. Uh-huh. And then allow my heart to obey you. Yes, hearing and not doing. You have to hear. You have to listen and hear the Lord when he speaks. If you don't understand, Lord, speak clearly so that I may not falter and I understand. And I thank you, Father, for the strength to endure. I thank you. You know, Mother Dunlap, bless her heart, when she would come on, and even before then, she would say to me, Sister Lee, God's will must be done. Woo! Glory be to God. God's will, Sister Lee, God's will must be done. Not someone else's, God's will. So when we go time and we don't understand, one thing we can remember, to lift our hand to heaven and bless his name. Hallelujah. Thy will. Hey, but stick over. I know you love me, but your will must be done. Thank you for the strength to endure. Your will. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. And in spite of that, in spite of all that we may be going through, Hayah Sikul, it's a good day. It's a very, very good day. It's a mighty, mighty good day. God is in control. Not me. I'm in control of this. No. Our Father is. You're not big enough. You don't even have the power to wake yourself up. Hey, think about that. I'm sorry. Did I wake you up, baby? You can't wake me up. No. You don't have that kind of power to wake me up. That's right. There'll come a day and time they'll call your name and you won't answer. Yeah. Hallelujah. But until that time, let's raise our hand and bless the Almighty God. Keep his signal. Yah is his name. Elohim. Adonai Elohim. We remember when you say hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are the last three letters? Yah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. The highest praise, Yah, is his name. Remember that. Now, I know some say, well, no, it's a J. But remember, that's the English version. Hebrew version, there's no Y. I mean, no J in Hebrew. Y. Hallelujah. Not Jah, but Yah. Glory, glory, glory. Never forget that. Hallelujah. And it is the highest praise. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We stumble. Sometimes we fall. We get intimidated, nation, Lord. May we forever be bold children, soldiers for you. Not arrogant. Holy boldness. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your peace, your favor. We thank you for your direction. We thank you for your instructions. We thank you for allowing us to walk in the circle of your blessing. We thank you for allowing our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and the children who have no one to lift them up before you. Oh, God. Oh, may they walk in your circle of blessings and protection this day. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Some who've come from the best homes. I'm talking not so much money. I'm talking about parents living holy and righteous. And the children going astray. Father, send help from the sanctuary and rescue your children. Hallelujah. Rescue your children. Father, remember our black men and our black boys and girls going astray, Almighty God. We lift them all up before you, Father. We know that you did not send not one here to perish. No, you did not. Hey, God. No, you didn't. And we thank you. We thank you, Father, for keeping them and guarding them and protecting them. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key. I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number. I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, you're so good. We ask that you're in the Lord, everyone on the sick list, oh my God. We ask that you remember and heal according to their needs, Father God. In the Jesus name of Yeshua, the Christ, we say, yes, Lord. It is so good. It is just so good being your presence. It's so awesome to think that you would be concerned about the least. Hallelujah. How great and awesome you are. And you're concerned about the least of us. Hallelujah. You want to hear from heaven some tips. I have it. Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. Seem to be having some technical difficulties this morning. But we want to finish our prayer. We thank the Lord God for the sunshine. We thank you, Father, for the rain. We thank you for your anointing power that you shall spread over us. Thank you for your wall of protection all around us. Send the fire, walk in the fire of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for ordering our tongue that we don't speak outside of what has been ordained and righteous, Almighty God. We thank you for not allowing us to speak in and out of the flesh, all but from the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Every decision that needs to be made today, we ask that you go before us. Touch our lips, touch our tongue, that we will speak what you would have us to speak. Touch our ears, Almighty God, and our heart, that we hear clearly and obey. Thank you, hallelujah, that this day would be a kind day, a sweet day, and all that we meet, that we will say something that will glorify you. Let our walk this day glorify you. Let our conversation glorify you. And let those who may hear on the sideline hear a word that will glorify you. Hear a word that will change their lives. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. A word that will change bitterness into sweetness. Yes, Lord. A word that will want someone to ask, how much, what will it take for me to know who you're talking about? And fill our mouth with the words to say that will glorify you and answer their questions. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you and we exalt you in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, it seems that I've been going on and off and on this morning, but I'm determined to take it all the way to the end. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is so sweet. So sweet. Hallelujah. And a little determination. Well, of course, I can know that I'm not home. And I'm in Savannah, the beautiful city that has the most awe. Savannah has the most breathtaking morning. I mean, when you see that sun coming up over the ocean and rising up, I know Savannah, Georgia, has, there's no morning rise anywhere in the world as beautiful as Savannah, Georgia. Yes. It is a beautiful city, and it has a beautiful sunrise. Yes, it does. Oh, it's beautiful. Thank God for the peace that it has and it brings with it. Thank the Lord for the peace, and I ask the Lord to bless this city. Yes. Yes. And meet every need, everyone. That the need, whatever the need is, if you meet that need, and most, those who are not saved will be saved. Yes. Hallelujah. Stay the hand of the enemy. Oh, yes, Lord. And cover our children. We apply the blood of Yeshua over every male child, every like me, our child. Yes, we do. And we are not prejudiced, but it's just that our male children, our males, need the covering of the Almighty God. Yes. The blood of the Almighty God. Yes. So many need a father figure. And we ask you, Father, to be their father figure. And will provide them with a good, wholesome male who will be that father figure for them to speak in their lives. Hallelujah. What you would have be spoken into their lives. Good. Yes, Lord. Bring out the good in them that you have ordained before the foundation of the world. Touch everyone. Yes, Lord. And remember all the children, all the young males and females. regardless of their nationality. Yes, Lord, we ask that for all souls are yours, and we thank you for doing it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, you know where we have to go. We just have to go there. We just have to. It's mandatory. Like my life, my life. I'm downstairs in my sister's basement. Oh, with her Bible. Yes, she, you know, she's had it for some time. Because it is well read, and it's, oh yes, Lord. She have all this here. This Bible is worth more than $1 million. Oh yes, it is. She has, this would be the best gift she could ever give anyone. Oh, mighty God. Oh, yes, sir. This here is a treasure to behold. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Whoever she gives this Bible to, indeed, they are rich. They will be rich. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's been tried and true. Yes, proven. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And here, Almighty God, you can tell her journey. Yes, indeed, her journey is in this Bible. Yes, it is. Her journey with the Lord, that is, yes. And that's why I said someone who will inherit this Bible will inherit more than any silver or gold. Yes, indeed. But since I'm using it this morning, Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse, our foundation. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. We can just bow down, bend our knees, bow our head and say, yeah, Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning, what? Was the first day. Oh, bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. The same chapter and the 26th verse. Oh, bless the Lord. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over all the cattle, and over all the earth, and over upon the earth. Verse 27, so God created man, listen, bless his most holy name. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Verse 28, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. But we're going to go to the second chapter. Yeah. I like to hear pages turn. Second chapter, starting at the first verse. Thus the heavens and the earth was finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Bless his most holy name. Genesis, the third chapter, starting at the 24th verse, with the world, all the suffering in the world and all the wars and people hating and enslaving each other. Why did the Lord allow this? You saw where, you just heard where God blessed, gave man dominion and authority on the earth. Well, dominion on the earth. But listen. The third chapter, starting at the 14th verse. We're just going to start there. It reads, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art, and over every beast of the field, upon thy belly shall thy go, and thus shall thy eat all the days of thy life. Mm-hmm. Now, verse 15 of the third chapter of Genesis. And God said, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Hallelujah. And so it is. And so it is. Hallelujah. And so it is. But we're going to just go over to Matthew. Now it says this, Matthew the second chapter. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men. Hold on a minute. I want to get this. This is it here. Mm-hmm. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. The first chapter of Matthew, starting at the 18th verse. The promise is here. The promise came. At this moment it says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, whereas his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her public example, was made to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, listen, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and there shall call his name, actually Yeshua, for he shall save his people from their sins. Bless his most holy name. Now all these things were done that it might be fulfilled. Listen, which was spoken of the Lord by the mouth, by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and he knew her not until she had brought forth her first child, her firstborn son, and they called his name Yeshua. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We see that the Savior did come. Hallelujah. The promise did come. Uh-huh. He made it right on through. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes, he is. I just love saying hallelujah. So you just have to forgive me, those who are new on the broadcast. I just love saying hallelujah. My. When you just say hallelujah, when you praise God. And I know we all have different relationships with our parents and our friends, our relationships, and we interact differently. I love just saying praise the Lord. I love that. And I'm not saying it so for form or fashion. It's what I love. It just flows out of my mouth. I love. And I know that can be irritating to some. It's not irritating to me. But somebody said, well, praise the Lord. I know what that means. When the praises go up, blessings come down. And he in our praise. So you can take it wherever you want to take it. You don't have to do it. I do it. I have a need for the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know about anybody else. I just, you know, I'm tired. I'm saying it. Hallelujah. That personal. I just love saying praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. I love it. I love it. I love it. And there's nothing that can compare to saying praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you. Do you know who you praise and do you know who you say praise the Lord to? If I admire my children and my grandchildren, my husband, I'm always talking about them or my special friends. They're so good, and I'm talking about them. Well, why can't I say praise the Lord? Ooh, why can't I say, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. You a child and I'm a child. We can just stop and say that for a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I like the way, I don't like to read people's notes today. I like the way Luke, the second chapter, starting at the seventh verse. Listen to this. And let's do six. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Listen, the angels announced it to the shepherds. I'm going to tell you something. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born blessed his most holy name this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And it shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Hallelujah. The baby came. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the King of Kings is going to return. Hallelujah. I just love that. I love that.
I love the scriptures in the New Testament telling us that what was spoken and what we call the Old Testament is, it come to pass. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And that's all through the foundational part of the Bible. Yes. But I wanted to share this. These shepherds